Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Ray Kaplan, JC Restoration, and Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host. We have a packed studio on this 4th of July holiday weekend. We are here to help all of our listeners with any type of home challenge that they might have. We've got a stable of experts on call to help all of you that are listening with any type of problem. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. If you have any pictures of any flooding that you might be having challenges with, send it in. We have Pete Marrero in here from JC Restoration. We have Janelle Iacino, the bug lady, in here. And we've got Mike, if you want to do some outdoor lighting, he just did an amazing job in my home. And Josh Herman from BMO. And, of course, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. Let's start the show. Ladies first. Janelle Iacino, how are you?
Hello, I'm great.
What are you going to be talking about, young lady?
I'm going to be talking about mosquitoes, everybody's arch nemesis for the summertime.
They're out with all this water.
Full force.
Full force. And you have a service that...
It's amazing. People swear by it now. I can't believe more people don't have it done. So we're going to talk about that.
One-time fee. You do mine.
We do.
One-time fee all season long.
That's right.
If our listeners want to reach out, how do they reach out?
RosePestControl.com or 1-800-GOT-PESTS.
Pete Marrero from JC Restoration. We always say you never know when you're going to need a guy, and to have the number in the speed dial when you have a disaster. We just had 8 days of bucket down rain. And a lot of that rain has caused a lot of damage within the Chicago listening area. How do I know? Because I see rolled up carpets on the thoroughfare ready to get picked up because people are ripping their carpets out, which means everybody changes carpets out every once in a while, but when 40 people have got carpets on the thoroughfare ready for the garbage, your professionals to pick it up, means everybody have water somewhere in their home. And we always say, you don't know when you're going to need them, but it's always good to have JC Restoration 800 number ready to go. When you do need them, they're a phone call away.
That's right. We got hit with a tornado. Tornado warnings, microbursts of rain all throughout Chicagoland. And yes, we're busy serving the community, helping folks that need the help. There's a lot of listeners that haven't called yet. If you've taken any water damage in your home, any wind, storm, blowing some shingles, you think you might have an issue, please call us at 800-956-8844. We're here to help, jcr24.com.
A buddy of mine got bombed in his basement. Mm-hmm. Water came in. He pulled up the carpet. He has vinyl floor down there. He's like, I'm good. I called JC. They told me what to do. I got the blowers in there. I'm doing this. And I'm like, you got to get the vinyl floor up. He's like, no, I'm good. I got it's a vinyl floor. I just pulled the carpet on. I'm like, dude, you got to get what I learned from you guys. Like, you got to get the vinyl floor up. And we're going to talk about more about that, because the water trapped underneath that vinyl floor is going to be...
It can inhibit mold, odors. You just don't know. And that's why I say call us, because we'll consult you over the phone. You get to speak to someone that's been doing this for 15-plus years.
And this guy's got bad body odor to begin with, so he probably wouldn't realize that there's odors in his basement because he's emitting a lot of odor. I'm just telling the truth. This is what the show is all about. And... I'll introduce you to him, Janelle. The guy needs a show.
No.
I'm just saying. Okay. So he might not know he has odors down there because he's walking around with the odors.
But Janelle can tell him nicely. Yeah.
I just tell him, dude, hop in the shower. I just give him a bar of soap. I'm like, hey.
I make and sell soap. Maybe I should. Right. Maybe that could
Here
be a good
go.
Customer.
It always comes back to Janelle. Wow. It always comes back to Janelle. I'm like, you know, we could talk.
But your soap has like different ingredients in it or something.
Right. Dead bugs.
Well, what? That's gross.
Okay, so
found something Janelle found gross.
That's a first.
We grossed out Janelle. If our listeners want to reach out to you guys, how they reach out to you?
please call us at 800-956-8844. Check us on the web, jcr24.com.
We have two rookies in here. One is Josh Herman from BMO Harris. The other one is Mike Long from Mike's Landscaping Lighting. Josh, you're closest to me. You are a business relationship banker at BMO Harris. And a lot of our listeners are going, why are you having a business relationship banker here in BMO Harris? Because a lot of our listeners are self-employed, and a lot of our listeners since last March have been mistreated by their banks because their banks weren't lending. And a lot of our listeners who are self-employed use their home to finance their business. And there's a lot of different, I just learned this in the past couple of weeks talking with you and talking to my friend Brendan Sklar, who I've been sending HELOCs to since the beginning of the year, since our other bank didn't renew, about to a tune of about $6, $7 million. You guys are doing a great job there. Can you just briefly explain what you're going to be talking about as a tease coming up later in the show?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Dave. Joshua Herman, BMO Harris Bank, talking about really business banking, lending, how we can help, how we can help your business grow, how we can help immediate needs, any issues with what happened recently with the rainstorms and if you had damage and so forth with your business, how we can help assist with that. A lot of banks shut their lending down during COVID. Consumer and business related, and we're just here to assist and really help our clients out.
Phone number and website if our listeners want to reach you.
Yep. Email Joshua Herman, joshua.herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, at bmo.com, or 847-967-4644.
We're going to dive deeper into that because a lot of our listeners are business owners, Joe, and you know they use their home's equity. That's how you started, right? Back in the day.
No. I didn't have a home.
You didn't have a home when you started.
Exactly.
Well, never mind. Scratch that, edit it out when we go live. We'll take that part
off. Did you want me to make up a story?
No, I just wanted you to tell the truth. I thought you owned a home when you started your business 40 years ago.
I was 17.
That's what so you were living in your... You could have set it up. You could have used your parents' equity.
No, they wouldn't let me do that.
Because they didn't trust you.
Exactly.
Okay, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Mike Long from Mike's Landscape Lighting. You just did my home.
Yes, we did.
And you did an amazing job. I just want to let everybody knows I built the house. And it was kind of dark and dreary, it's a nice house.
Beautiful house.
It's a beautiful house. And the lighting at night, Joe, I showed you the pictures.
It's absolutely amazing what you've accomplished.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's a total transformation in the back and the front and what you did. And I'm like, hey, you've got to come on and talk about your services because a lot of our listeners are staying in their homes longer. A lot of our listeners are building new homes because I go up and down my street and I see a fence and permit pending and the house was there when I left in the morning. The house is down when I come home in the afternoon. A lot of money going into homes, and you do an amazing job. And I just wanted our listeners to learn more about your business and to learn more about what you do and what you're going to be talking about later today.
We're going to be talking about different ways you can light a backyard patio, pool area, so on and so forth. Thanks for bringing me on.
All right.
We'll talk about what we did at your house. I'm Mike Long, Mike's Landscape Lighting, mikeslandscapelighting.com. And I'm located across the Cheddar Curtain, so 262-358-9100.
You spend a lot of time coming up with the name of that company? Was it tough?
It was very tough, yeah. I like to be realistic and very very unique in my names.
Okay, Mike's Landscape. What are you laughing at, Joe?
Cheddar Curtain. Did anybody not get that? Like, yeah. Cheddar Curtain? I have never heard that. I'm stuck on that. Cheddar Curtain.
In Wisconsin, you've never heard
the
Cheddar
Curtain? No.
I haven't heard it either, but it sounded good when you said it.
Yeah, you cross the Cheddar Curtain. So you cross that line, yes.
No, I get it. Yeah. I wonder what they say when they come here.
Don't say that. Come on, it's a family show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have a special guest on the phone, Janelle's biggest fan.
No.
Isabella, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
This isn't that bad, right? She's like, I don't want to talk on the radio. I really don't want to talk on the radio. I'm very nervous. I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm like, call her. 312-981-7200. You own a bakery.
Yes, I do.
You own a bakery. And you are Janelle Iacino's biggest fan. You love Janelle. Is that a safe statement?
Yes, and I love you as well. I listen to you guys all the time.
All right, now, great. Hang on, let's bring the music down for a second here. You make tiramisu. Is that correct, Isabella?
Yes, that's my primary dessert.
And it's an Italian bakery.
Yes. I know. She has a bakery, Isabella Desserts in Hodgkins, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Where are you located, Isabella?
I'm right off of Stevenson Expressway and LaGrange Road.
All right, what's your?
I'm not open to the public. Oh. I primarily service distributors as well as restaurants and delis.
Wow.
Well, we're going to change that. So, Joe doesn't like tiramisu. Have you ever heard? Why don't
I'm
you
sure,
like?
I'm
here
sure
we go.
Isabella's is very, very good.
Last week,
I will have to.
Hang on, Isabella.
I'm sure
Isabella's is very good.
Last week, he only put one flavor in his his blizzard,
and it wasn't tiramisu.
Have you ever heard of that? It's ridiculous. I'm just saying.
Does Baskin Robbins have a tiramisu flavor?
I don't
flavor?
Want to talk about Baskin Robbins right now. We're talking about Isabella's tiramisu, and you're insulting this lady.
I'm not insulting the lady. I said I'm sure Isabella's
you're insulting
is
her
delicious.
Tiramisu, which means
sure
you're insult,
the best
insulting
in the
her.
Business.
So, Isabella, can we get a sample?
Of course. Absolutely.
In like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, can you make it down here by like 11:15? We get a little hungry and a little cranky after the 11 o'clock hour. Can you work on that?
I will... do my best. I'll just need an address and I'll be on my way.
All right.
Wow.
Seriously?
I'm going to come and I want to come and visit you, Isabella.
No, let her come down and we'll meet her here. Hold on, Isabella. We'll get
but
you the
know, you're taking care of all their bug problems.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about that later. 312-981-7200. On a serious note, we're going to be dedicating this show to Joe Brand's mother, Debbie, who passed away this week, and all of the bumpers are in honor of Debbie. She loved John Lennon, and we're going to do a special tribute for Joe Brand's mother at the end of the show. We're going to close out. Joe's a part of the family here. He's like a little brother, and in honor of his mother, I lost my mother a couple of 3 years ago. It's horrible, and we just want to let Joe know that we are thinking of him. We support him, and in the memory of his mother, Debbie, we're going to be playing John Lennon songs on for all of our bumpers. I know it's the 4th of July and we should be, playing 4th of July songs, but forget about that. We're honoring Debbie today. So, Joe, in honor of your mom, we're going to be taking care of you all show. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Yeah, it's pretty cool. In addition to eradicating bugs at homes, Janelle is a very talented musician.
A flautist?
Multi-instrumentalist.
Oh, sorry. Here we go. Spelled my name wrong online. Please change it. And now I'm a multi-instrumentalist.
I just updated my LinkedIn,
But it's cool. But all your art is kind of dark in a little
Thank
way.
You.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Leanne in Auburn, hang tight with your photo of your porch. Our text line needs to be reset, and so we can't see your picture right now. But when we can see the picture of your porch, say that 10 times quick, we will pick you up after Joe has a chance to review it. But we're going to go out to Glenview. Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hi. I'd actually talked to you before and have gotten some very good advice from the people that you work with. But I'm just curious. We had an attempt to refi back in March when the rates were, I think we had 2.8 or 2.8.5 or something.
Yeah, those were fun days.
And our bank kept stalling, and finally, about a month ago, they just contacted us and said, well, we're not going to be able to get through with this finance unless your homeowners association pays for an additional addendum for the homeowners insurance. And I contacted other mortgagers and they said, well, we never heard of that. We're not having any problem in your community. So what I'm bothered by is that we lost, I don't know what the current rates are now, but clearly they're probably much higher.
Do you live in a single-family home?
We live in a townhouse.
A townhouse. Is it a planned unit development or a condo?
It's a planned unit development.
Okay, so you live in a planned unit development, which means it's fee simple, so it's your home. The condominium doesn't have any coverage because you own the home. It's a fee simple home. So
it's a townhouse. So
I understand it's a townhome, but it's a planned unit development. Okay, you're calling in for advice. I'm trying to give you advice, so just listen to what I'm telling you here. You live in a PUD, planned unit development. It's classified as a single-family home in the banking world, okay? If you have enough insurance on the property, it shouldn't be a problem. If you don't have enough insurance on the property, the lender has the right to come back and ask you to increase your insurance coverage. Okay, so what I would have done with the low rate back in March, now that it's July, is increased the insurance, done what you would have done, and then you could always have adjusted it after you got the loan because it's your insurance, right? But then they could come back to you and say you don't have enough coverage in the future. So,
excuse me for interrupting, but it's not our insurance; it's the homeowner's insurance. They insure everything from the HOA insures the entire building, not what's inside, but the outside and all of the property around the entire development.
So then you live in a condo. So do you pay for your garbage, or does the association pay for the garbage?
They pay for it.
All right. So then you live in a condo. So if your condominium doesn't have enough insurance, then the lender has the right to come back to ask you to increase your insurance. So
why is every other property that's been sold and closed on in the last 4 months in our development, there's about four of them that sold, the people we talked to, they never ran into an issue?
I said, Mike, the lender has the right to come back. You chose that lender that you selected. You chose the wrong lender. Okay, that's
yes.
It. So that's on you. Okay, the other three or four people that bought and sold in there and have refinanced didn't have a lender who had a major problem with your insurance. So you live in a condo, and if you had to get the condo, that's a problem living in a condo. You live in a communal piece of property, and it's a whole nother set of rules. We have to get you approved, and we have to get the building approved. Okay, buddy, that's how it goes. 312-981. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Leanne, Joe, look at Leanne in Auburn. She sent a picture of her porch. You want help with your porch, Leanne?
I do.
What's Leanne, going on with your porch?
Is this regarding the sunshades?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Leanne, I completely understand what you're saying. You want the sunshades, but you don't want them blowing in the wind, correct?
Correct.
All right. There are very expensive units that you could buy that have tracks on both sides. Or you could take two little bungee cords and secure them at the bottom to your sill.
Okay.
All right. That's what we're actually doing that for a lot of customers. Just two little bungee cords and you put them on the bottom. It's got enough give in it, but you don't want them blowing around. Not even for the people. You don't want to wreck your shades.
Well, sure, that also. So what would you have a, is this something you could come out and provide shades for? Or do you have a recommendation?
Sure, that would be a handyman service. We can, if you find the shades that you like, we can help you buy them. We could size them for you, and we can also help pinning them down.
Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We got to hit a break here, Leanne. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to that's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking storm damage with Pete Marrero. Not Peter, but Pete from JC Restoration. Candace, we got it right, so back off. 312-981-7200. Candace is the marketing director. Don't call Peter because she gets very upset. 312-9, because then emails start flying.
She's gotten
emails start going and phone calls. And wait, can you change it to Pete?
No, I think it's. I'm glad that you have that service.
Right, Candace is all over it. 312-981-7200.
Best agent.
We're going to be talking about water damage and wind damage and flood damage after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. My girlfriend Julie Kadish is listening. Her husband is making her listen to the show. So I get a text. Dude, you are awesome. Ben is making me listen to the show on our way to Indiana. And it's a good show. So that's Julie's way of saying She likes the show.
It's weird. Somebody would actually have to make somebody listen to this show.
She's like, this really isn't that bad. 312-917.
No, you have to actually get them in your car, threaten them, and turn the radio off.
Right. I guess, well, that's the way the relationship's been going. It's all been right. A good run for 25 years.
Okay.
I don't know how it's made it that long. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. I have a question for you, Janelle, during your segment about your mosquito service.
Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt bees? So hold tight on that. We're going to talk to Pete first. Pete Marrero, JC Restoration. We got bombed with rain in the spring. We had an unbelievably terrible winter with, we talked about it on the last show,
the
with
ice damming.
Snowed ice damming and the snow coming in, the water coming in, the ice melting.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable damage to a lot of our listeners' homes. Then we had a wet spring, and we went without rain for essentially 30 days. And then we had an 8-day monsoon here in Illinois, which caused a major ant problem that Janelle talked about the last time she was on. But it also impacted a lot of not only homes, but businesses.
That's right.
And a lot of businesses got flooded out. You had inventory challenges and how are we going to get the trucks out? How are we going to get our crews out? But also, that water came into a lot of our listeners' homes. And can you explain why you need to do a thorough job? Because a worker here at WGN, again, at the beginning of the show, I said he tore up the carpet. He removed the baseboards. And he's like, I'm good. I've got vinyl flooring. I'm like, dude, you've got to take that vinyl flooring up.
The water's getting under there, and the vinyl's trapping the water. Chicagoland has been hit very, very hard, and we are incredibly busy, but we're strategic, and we take in these calls, and we're just helping folks out. And just calling your buddy and explaining to him, from our perspective, this is why you need to remove those layers, those vapor barriers, where you have, folks say, hey, I sucked up the water, I ripped out the carpet, but you didn't touch the base trim. You got to take the shoe base. You got to take the trim off, because that's where mold, quote unquote, is going to be hiding behind there, moisture hiding behind the base trim. So rapid response, getting out there. We're seeing, businesses, like you mentioned, it's just raining in these buildings. And the night of the storm, we took probably hundreds of calls. And yeah, we're able to get to 20, 30 a day. So we get on a call list and we communicate every day and we get out there and help.
Joe?
Pete, you don't want me to take out my carpet, though. You guys would take care of that.
Well, when we go into a catastrophe mode where hundreds of properties are hit, like in Naperville, we want to get on the phone with you and we want to give you some do-it-yourself techniques.
Gotcha. Wait, right away.
Correct.
With the flooding and the tornadoes, or just the flooding?
Basically both. I mean, when you have a tornado and a section of your roof is missing, we have to get out there. We have to shore that up and tarp it. That's a temporary repair. That's a service we offer. And then with water in the home, if we can't get to you within an hour because we've had an influx of calls, I want to be on the phone with you for about 15 minutes and explain this is what you should do. Maybe we can FaceTime. There's technology we can use to our advantage.
Until you could get a crew out there.
Correct. Until I can personally, we can have an inspector go out, or we can have a crew there.
And you help with the claim itself. You work with the insurance company.
If a claim is filed, what we always say, JC Restoration, we work for the customer. We work with the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't work for the insurance. A lot of times insurance, they'll recommend us through a third party or whatever the case may be, an agent, but we don't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
We work for you, the listener. And so when you call us, we're on your side. We look at the whole situation. And sometimes it's better to call us first, right?
Well, here's why. Because the insurance company, most insurance companies, I got Allstate. My guy Jimmy Towns, he's been great. Whenever I had a problem, with the flood in the house that I owned before I knocked it down. Remember that one?
Sunday morning.
Yeah, Sunday morning. My ice maker is leaking and my entire house is flooded, and I had a renter about ready to look at the home later that day. Unexpected things happen. Boom, I call up Joe. Boom, I call up you guys. I call up Jimmy. Jimmy's a good dude and he always looked out for me. There are a lot of insurance guys and gals and representatives that will send out adjusters who are going to work on behalf of the insurance company and not on the behalf of the homeowners that's got their couches floating in their basement. Okay, and now you've got a major challenge. Now, let me ask you this problem. I want you this question for this challenge. For the listeners who think, yeah, I'm good. I pulled away the baseboards. I've got the dehumidifier that they went to the big box store to buy. Okay, which yours kicks completely trumps it. Okay. Crunches it. How long does it take you with your industrial sized vacuums and air brushers and air suckers, whatever the official terms are, how long does it take for a normal basement to dry out? Because, hold on, the guy here, he tore up the carpet, he left the vinyl floor down, not knowing that he has to pull it up. I'm like, dude, you got to get it up. And he's got one dehumidifier that he bought from a big box store for a couple $300. With that, how long is it going to take to dry out your typical 1,000-square-foot basement, as opposed to bringing in your heavy-duty industrial air brushers and everything you got?
Yeah, we've got it down to a science, JC Restoration, really the premier option for water damage restoration out here, and we've got it down 3 to 5 days. 3 to 5 days, and we're in, we're out, we monitor, we go out the first day, all the work's done, then we clean, sanitize, we have equipment in the property for about 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 days?
Correct.
You're not just it. One.
No, three to five days.
Okay, so he's got one little air.
I'm going to explain. Yeah, so if you're doing it yourself, look, I've got kids. I've had water damage in my home, and it could take weeks. I mean, you're talking a month. You have to, and I tell folks this. When I go to someone's home and it's a smaller situation, I'll say, you know what? I don't think you have a claim here, but here's what you need to do. Do-it-yourself techniques. Show them where to place the fan, where to point it, and then here's the thing. I tell them, let it run as long as you can, 2 to 3, 4 weeks.
Really?
That's how long it's going to take.
And you could be in and out in 3 to 4 days with your heavy equipment.
Correct.
So that's the difference. And you've got to pull that floor up because the water is trapped. You know, you've been involved with the show for over 3 years. Okay, I've heard almost every type of situation, good, bad, and indifferent, right? People hanging their wedding dress on the fire plug up top, the sprinkler system, and down
so
comes.
You don't know about construction, just sprinkler.
It's called the sprinkler.
That's a dope move. Listen, we appreciate you, Dave. We appreciate the show. This is the show where you can listen, laugh, and learn. We love that, and JC Restoration is here for you. Your listeners should call us if you've had any water damage. Look, it's rain. 8 days of rain, storms, tornadoes. Take this number down, 800-956-8844. Call us. We'll give you a consultation over the phone. You can ask for me, Pete Marrero, Corey Ambrose, my partner. Maybe even Candace Johnson can get on the phone.
Yeah, the head of marketing. And she'll be like, I don't know anything about this. Talk to Corey and talk to Pete, not Peter. And so here, homeowners that had home equity line of credits, which BMO Harris does, would be able to use that to fund their repairs that need to be done. And we're going to be talking about more about that later in the show with Josh. 312-981-7200. Take a quick break. Come back. Talk to Janelle Eugene from Rose Pest Solution. If your boss, Bob Dold, is listening, he should give you an unbelievable pat on the back, because we know he's not going to give you a raise, for the amazing job that you do, because you do an amazing job representing Rose Pest
Solution.
Thank you. And we're going to be talking about bees, and if your mosquito spray hurts bees, and a bunch of other stuff that you want to talk about. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We just learned about restoration and why you need to have JC Restoration on speed dial, because they're there when you never thought you need them, but they're there and it's in their phone when something catastrophic happens, like 8 days of monsoon rain that we just had, and it winds up in your basement. And it's good to know you have a local company here that you could trust. I've had them in my basement when I've had challenges, and you could trust them too. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Janelle Iacino.
Hi.
847. Does the mosquito service to eradicate mosquitoes from backyards, which you'll be talking about in a minute here, does it hurt bees and also Joe's butterflies?
This is a great question, and a lot of our customers are concerned about that because we encourage pollinator health too. So we encourage our customers to install pollinator gardens and all that. So what I will say about the service, the mosquito service is very targeted. When we arrive on the property, we do a full perimeter inspection. We're looking for breeding sites. We're looking for where the mosquitoes are hiding. Is there dense vegetation? And those are the areas that we specifically treat. We're not going to do like a broadcast, you know, bomb spray in the yard or anything like that that's just going to kill everything in sight. It's not like that. It's very, very targeted. The equipment that we use is a micro mister as well. So we're applying micro droplets of an active ingredient to be effective enough for a mosquito, but it's not going to affect other insects the same way. It's a product specifically formulated for mosquitoes, and the way that we apply it is very targeted to avoid non-targeted poisoning and things like that. So all of our methodology is green because of that. We're an integrated pest management company, and chemicals are kind of like the last resort anymore. It's not like it used to be back in the day where, you know, you didn't have an effective job unless you smelled the chemical that the guy was using. It's not like that anymore.
What about taste?
What?
Taste the chemical that the guy's using?
No.
Okay. I just, you know, some people are thinking that. I'm just asking the question.
No, you definitely...
312, don't
so
taste.
Janelle,
don't be licking
Janelle,
your bushes.
Okay. See what I'm saying? He's more of a distraction than a host, right? So here, your mosquito service, I give you $400,
$399. For the season. For the whole season. That's six services.
So six times they come out and treat your whole perimeter. I live in the woods.
Right.
And you guys do that in the driveway?
Yep.
So it's...
It makes a huge difference.
It's not like a normal mosquito service that charges you $175 for every time they
right,
come out.
Right, right, okay. Right.
And how soon after you apply the whatever you apply, mm-hmm. can the residents of the home go out and interact with
right away?
Their,
you can stay
right
outside.
Away. You can be you there. Can, just
we
don't.
Can actually hose you down with it.
No.
As an experiment. I'm not saying
no, Joe.
No, I'm not saying do it every week. But I'm saying let's try it, like some Saturday morning.
I'll just come out to Algonquin Strip naked and start get sprayed down.
Get sprayed down with that right. mosquito spray.
No problem.
Yeah, and
sounds
nothing
like
will
fun.
Happen to you. Nothing will happen
sounds
to
like
you.
Fun.
No,
right
we usually say give the product a half hour to dry before you let your dogs back out in the yard and stuff. But, homeowners, if it's windy, don't obviously stand behind our technician's back because it could blow back at you. But, no, it's perfectly safe for kids, for pets. You just want to make sure it's dry about a half hour before you go back out.
Half hour.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, too, it lasts for a period of like over 30 days. We warranty it for 30 days, but it typically will last longer, and it's guaranteed for the whole season. So that's the beauty of the package.
How is it different from the over the counter products that our listeners are going to the big box stores or the True Values or the Aces?
Yep.
How is it different from that product that they're walking around the perimeter in an aerosol can spraying whatever they're supposed to be, you know, the bushes and whatever they're supposed to be spraying mm-hmm. that's on the back. How's your service different than the over-the-counter stuff that our listeners could buy at any store online?
Great question. So, yeah, there's tons of gimmicks. I talked about that last time I was on the show. Mosquito gimmicks galore in big box stores. But what you pay for when you hire Rose is the expertise, the knowledge of years and training. Literally, our technicians think like these insects in order to get to the root of the problem and solve it. You know, we're not spray jockeys. We actually solve the problem at the source. We eliminate the breeding sites. We give homeowners tips on what they can do to extend the effects of our service. Even, I mean, mosquitoes only need the amount of water that will fit in a bottle cap to breed. That's all they need. And thinking about all the rain that we've had, you've got yards that are completely sogging. You know, soggy wet and That's breeding grounds. So there's a lot of things that, you know, you pay for with a professional service that you're not going to get reading a label from a product that you buy at a Home Depot.
What size do you need to breed a mosquito?
The size of a bottle cap.
Joe, you got something in common with a mosquito. There you go. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
No idea.
You took a shot at me. There you go. Get it
How
right
is that
back.
Funny, though?
I'm laughing inside.
A bottle cap for me to breed?
Yeah.
Is that your
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I'm dying inside. I am laughing so loud.
I could have told you that when I seen you this morning.
Go to WGNDavid.com for podcasts and previous shows. So your process, your application
yes.
is a lot more heavy duty. It's just like we were talking about with Pete. You could go to get the one-gun salute dehumidifier, and then they bring in the entire platoon, and in 4 days it dries out, and my friend's going to be taking a month to dry out. Yours is a lot more...
better.
It's conscious.
A lot more better.
It's
more better.
Conscious.
Right. No, but yours is also... It's atomized, right?
So yes, it's micro-atomized.
Actually, but right? So you make a fog where you're going.
Well, it's a mist. It's a micro droplet.
I seen it at my house. It's more like a fog. It's like a...
Just go with it. Let them be
okay,
happy.
Okay. Right? All right, Joe. Bottle cap. Just right. go breed in your bottle cap.
Whoa. 312-981-7200. See, she thought it was funny.
I was saying it's actually... it's much bigger than you could ever buy from a hardware store.
Well, yeah, but you're also paying for that conscious professionalism mentality.
I totally understand.
And yeah,
better equipment, better knowledge.
More people use products the wrong way by not reading the label when they buy stuff off the shelf, and they do more harm than good.
Why would I read the label?
And that,
well, I want to spray it.
People don't read. That's how it goes.
Why are you looking at me? 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach Rose Pest Solutions, how do they reach you guys?
They can call 1-800-GOT-PESTS to get our local office, and you can also go to rosepestcontrol.com to get a free quote.
All right, just got an email from Rich Dykstra before the break. David just got off the phone with a lady from Aurora. Her mother is 94 years old and is blind, but listens to Home Sweet Home Chicago every week, and told her mom to call the heating guy. So she called us for service. I told her I would say hi to our mom, Gene Irving, next week when he's on. Please give her a shout out. So special shout out to Gene Irving, 94 years young. God bless her. All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Joshua Herman from BMO Harris and also Mike Long from Mike's Landscape Lighting after news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be right back after news, traffic, and weather.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Ray Kaplan, JC Restoration, and Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981.
Here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Got a little excited there. Just tells you I'm all ramped up. 312-981-7200. There's a little
it was premature.
I know. It's a premature start of the show at the 11 o'clock hour.
Way premature.
I know. Thanks, Joe, for pointing that out. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're getting a ton of photos, getting a ton of pictures in here. So keep up the great work. We're going to throw it over to Josh Herman. Josh, you wanted to, I'm going to tell you a story about a buddy of mine, good friend of mine, worked at the bank for 20 years, got gunned in March, had no idea why he got gunned, had a bunch of clients for the past 20 years, okay? Came in one day, we're eliminating your position, have a nice day. Fast forward 90 days later, bank's being acquired by an out-of-state bank. I'm not going to say the names, but it just happened. A local bank was acquired by an out-of-the-state bank. Now I call my buddy. I'm like, well, that makes sense, right? You know, yep. They were doing thinning out the herd before the acquisition. He had no idea. Challenges: the clients that he had for 20 years are now working with somebody that they have zero relationship with, that went into a pandemic with him backing them up because he knew their business for over 20 years, gone. And he's like, it was challenging enough during the pandemic to help these businesses that he had a 20-year relationship with keep the financing, keep the funds, keep the liquidity, which is huge, especially with what we went through. Listen, you hit the rewind button to March 15th. March 14th, everything was great. March 15th, we hit a wall.
Yep.
And from March 15th to basically April 15th, nobody knew what the hell was going on. Okay, nobody knew what was going on because we were all living in a gigantic fog zone here. But you guys stood next to your clients and got them through because that is what you do. Can you explain why, if you're a business owner, they should be talking with you?
Absolutely. Thanks for going over this. BMO really has fantastic products to help our clients out. We stepped up to the plate and even came to the table and added some products to assist some of our businesses that are running into a lot of issues. The main difference between us and our competitors is our products and services and the people that work for BMO. I've been with BMO for 16 years, and I gotta say, hands down, we have the best products out there. And let me give you a quick example of the difference between our product and another bank. Right now, let's say you have a small business, $2 million in revenue roughly. They do, they have $100,000 of collateral. You go to another bank, they'll say, we'll give you 80% on that collateral. You come to BMO, we can give you possibly $500,000. There's a huge disparity between the two products in the same situation. So it really depends on who you're working with and what you know, how the bank is focusing on the business community and our consumer community and helping out. And the same goes as well with our consumer end. I know you talked a little bit earlier about all the flood damage and everything going on out there.
You probably got a lot of calls from your clients.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Businesses and personal.
Yeah.
What do we do? You know, we're reaching out. We have flood damage in our house. We're worried that our insurance only covers $5,000. I already ripped everything out. Had JC Restoration come in and help us out with that. But we have a ton of work that we need to do. Where do we go? What do we do? I would highly recommend, reaching out to us, taking a look at our website, our different products, reach out to me, and we can talk about consumer home equity lines and loans to help you through that process of rehabbing your house.
I say it all the time. The best time to get a line of credit is when you don't need a line of credit.
Yep.
So it's there when you never thought you need a line of credit, because now you've got 5 inches of water in your showroom that you need to tap into in order to eradicate the water and make sure that there's no spores or mold or any type of bad things growing in your factory. So when your employees come back or your warehouse,
yep,
it's a safe work environment. And you guys do all of that. I've sent you guys over $6 million worth of HELOCs just from January.
And we appreciate that. Absolutely. And we helped every single one as the best we can. But you're absolutely right. It's about having an emergency backup. Don't drain your liquid cash. That's king. Cash
Use
is king.
Use other people's money, for God's sake.
Exactly. And it's so cheap right now.
Right.
Why not? That's some of the different ways that we can help on the business side and on the consumer side to, help our clients, make real financial progress at the end of the day.
Phone number, website, if our listeners want to reach out to you. And we're going to get more into this later in the show, but the best number to reach you at?
Absolutely. BMOHarrisBank.com. Joshua Herman, joshua.herman@BMO. 847-967-4644.
And we're going to talk about other products that you guys have. Credit cards. You've got a credit builder, which I had no idea about. I've been doing this almost 21 years.
Yep.
And I learned about something new that our listeners can use to build their credit, which is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200. Mike, you've been sitting there for an hour and 15 minutes.
I'm still here.
Playing Sudoku. And
don't you feel like you're watching a TV show, Mike, a little bit? Or no?
It's a live TV show, yes. I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say a horrible TV show, like a horror show.
Like I want to change the channel. Yeah, but if I was watching a TV channel, I'd change
it. My batteries weren't run out. I would have changed this a long time ago. We're going to come back with Mike Long from Mike's Landscaping Lighting after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo lines. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have Mike Long. Mike Long from Mike's
Landscape
Lighting.
But did he put that rainbow? All right, so he's in charge of lighting at your house, right?
Right.
But for some reason, you showed me a picture of a rainbow. Is that permanent?
All right, listen, smarty pants. All right. Here's the deal.
Okay.
After it rained, I went outside. Okay.
That's how rainbows work.
I know. Because Mike had just got done doing a large installation of lights. He wasn't done yet. He did about 70%. Him and his crew did about 70% of the lights. And it was getting to be dusk. And I said, hey, at least why don't we come out and see what he got done. I look up like, holy smokes, there's a rainbow there.
Mike did that.
Look at all these lights.
Install the rainbow. Yes.
So
you install the rainbow. Tell our listeners how you do that.
I don't know how I did that.
But I will tell you. We had a big backyard, right? I think I'm on 120 by 285. It was 0.66 of an acre.
That's little.
Okay, sorry, big shot.
It's Northbrook.
It's big in Northbrook, so yeah. There. So it was a first-generation house in Northbrook. I bought the property in 2007, had everything ready to go. 2008 happened. I told my wife, we're not building anything because I don't know how long we're going to be in this mess and where we're going to come out. After 13 years, I said, okay, let's build it. And we built it. So we put up this beautiful home.
Absolutely.
And beautiful. It was pitch black. Okay. It was literally pitch black because all we had was motion sensor lights in the backyard if you came in and in the driveway. So I'm like, all right, this is just a pitch black home. This doesn't look good. So we called Mike out. Our builder recommended we call Mike. Mike came out. We called out two other people. And one guy said, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. Mike comes out and said, yeah, we could do this. And he did everything the other guy said he couldn't do. And then the other guy, you know, he brought a big book of things with a bunch of testimonials that was great, but he didn't give us any looks of different lights. And Mike's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to up light that. We've got mushroom lights over there. We're going to light up the sidewalk over here, the walkway over there. We're going to light up the trees. And it transformed the home. So I'm like, dude, you got to come on and talk about how you did what you did and what you do. Because like you guys were talking during the break, Joe and Mike, uplighting makes a huge difference to a house.
Uplighting is kind of an art form. I really believe that.
Absolutely, yeah. To highlight the architecture of the house, absolutely.
100%. So how long have you been in business?
We started this company in 2013.
Okay.
Before that, I owned a landscaping and lawn care company that we did lighting through that. But I knew we were going to sell that company, so I separated it back in 2013. So I've been in lighting for about 25 years.
25 years.
Yes.
And compare the other houses, Schmatti houses, to my house, and the amazing job you did, because it's basically a 5-star job.
Thank you. We try. Yeah, I went to schooling for 3 years to become a certified outdoor lighting designer. So that taught me to look outside the box when I'm trying to design different things, so everything doesn't look the same.
312-981-7200 if you have any lighting questions. Joe, you were talking up lighting and how it dramatically enhances a home. And I could tell you right now, we had two floodlights, motion sensor floodlights, that would go on and just blast the heck out of it. And then Mike came in and he's like, you got to turn the floodlights off because it's interrupting with my design. And he's 100% right. So I'm going to turn the floodlights off because I don't need them anymore.
We call those glare bombs.
Glare box.
And they're also the things that are attracting bugs to your house.
Yes, you don't attract bugs. Keep the bright lights off the house. And
so here, to that point, though, what you did with that uplight, you just said you better positioned it to hit that dormer corner?
Yeah, that uplight is actually mounted on the gutter on the second story.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
All right.
The light is actually up there. Yes.
But what a difference that little bit makes, right?
And he came out. I mean, how many guys come out at 9 o'clock at night, right? I'm sitting
Seven.
There. Right. Seven.
One. It was me.
I was just guessing. Like, that's not a real question.
Yeah, right? So I usually lounge around the house in my basement because it's cool down there. My wife's like, put your pants on, Mike's here. We got to go outside. It's just what I do at night. And then, so he comes out at 9 o'clock at night and we're walking the property. And he's like, okay, we got to adjust that. That's a little too low.
Yes.
Your dormer up there needs to be adjusted. I don't notice any of these things. I just look at my house. I'm like, oh, it looks like a nice house now. And, you know, we uplighted columns and all this stuff. He uplighted two trees in the back and the whole backyard. So my friend Julie, whose husband forced her to listen to the show, sends me a text. Okay. We need lighting. But we can have, we have a small house in Chicago. She has a small 15,000 square foot house in Chicago. Can your cheesehead do that? Oh, nice, nice.
Oh, cheesehead.
Cheesehead. Cheddar curtain. Okay,
cheddar curtain. There you
go. All right, cheesehead.
Julie. Yeah, for her small 15,000 square foot house, small to her, and she's going to her second home in Michigan right now. Do you handle Chicago? What part of Chicago do you handle?
We do. We do cross the cheddar curtain every day. We do a lot of work on the North Shore. We go from Chicago, the city center, north and northwest. That's the area we're covering now. We covered it well. We have done stuff elsewhere. We did a job in Florida. I mean, so we have customers that have houses here, they have houses there. So we go all over the place. Just depends on what it's for.
Lake Geneva, for sure.
Absolutely. We definitely do a lot of stuff in Lake Geneva. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So nice. Do we.
Yep.
Do you have west of Lombard? Will you go out to 355?
So we're out in South Barrington, so we're close by there anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. We have customers in South Barrington area, so yeah.
All right. And how long does it take you from design to installation, and what is the into? Because I had zero communication with you. All I did was write the check.
Yep, your wife did it all.
I have zero interest in designing anything. I just pay for it. But how much work did you do with my wife designing Elise? Designing and walking through and coming up with different types of, we want this over by the bushes, we want this by the new trees that we just planted, because Northbrook's a pain in the rear end and makes us plant trees. So how long does that type of correspondence and that type of conversation take?
So yeah, we set up a client, we walk the property with them, find out what they're looking to light, what they're not looking to light. We'll come back with a design within a couple of days. And if there's a retweaking of it, it could be anywhere from a week to two, getting the final design done, and then typically we'll have it installed within 4 weeks.
Joe?
These are low voltage lighting, so it's not solar lights that...
Nope, we don't use any solar lights. Low voltage.
The reason?
The batteries just aren't there yet. So solar lights, they might stay on for a couple hours, and then they're dead after that, and just the technology's not there yet.
But Mike, you couldn't accomplish what you're accomplishing with those little solar lights also.
No way. No way. His house is probably 25 feet tall, and we are shining up the whole front of his house from the ground.
Yeah, Joe, 25 feet tall.
He's got a big house.
I got a 25-foot tall
house.
He does.
He's got a big house. You're exactly right.
Joe, 25-foot tall.
I know.
That's 2.5
stories. How many bottle caps is that?
That's a lot of bottle caps,
How many
Joe?
Acres do you have?
I have 0.66 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as you.
Seven.
That's right.
7 acres.
Oh, Lord.
What's bigger?
312-981-7200. WGNDavid.com is the... That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. What's that again, bottle cap, Janelle?
Well, no, Mike and I were talking about lighting because I just wrote a blog post on the Rose site about how different colored bulbs will affect how attractive your house is to insects. And a lot of our customers are calling, we'll come and do a service, and then a week later they call us and they're like, there's so many bugs around our lights outside. And there's actually things that you can do that if you are looking to switch out your light bulbs, you can get a yellowish hue or a warmer light bulb, right, Mike?
Yeah, the problem with that is they have big lights on the outside of their house and they're trying to light a huge area with it. So they're causing light pollution, and so that heat that the light bulb is creating is what attracts the bugs. So when we do what we do, we actually have more lights, smaller lights all over the yard, which don't attract the bugs, and you can actually turn that big bright light off your house so when you open the door, your bugs don't follow you in the door.
That's brilliant.
So
See, that's the smart design aspect that you're paying for, too, is like that's intelligence. You went to school for that, so.
Yeah, I went to school, too.
You see the problem here, David?
But what's cool is that there's a lot of lighting options now that there weren't before, too. And so, I don't know. It's worth looking into.
Well, a lot of the old houses, Mike, that you're going to, like Janelle said, has got the light fixture in the ground with two ginormous floodlights pointed in different directions.
Right. Yes.
Those two ginormous floodlights are, like you said, are putting off a ton of heat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're whitewashing the whole house. But you're whitewashing the whole house. You're not accenting the house.
Yes.
How'd I do? Pretty good.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Absolutely.
That's a marketing degree from Northern Illinois University.
And like
your
side yard where you had that big walkway going back to your pool. Instead of doing the huge lights on the side of the house, we've had tiny little lights that we mounted right in the gravel, right next to the stepway, and just so you kind of guide your path to the back.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, he really did a nice job.
Mike, you've done bigger houses than Hochberg's, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but none nicer.
We've done smaller, too.
And none nicer. 312-981.
He's done bigger houses.
None nicer. Turn your mic off. 312-981. If our listeners want to reach you, the phone number.
262-358-9100. We are across the Cheddar Curtain, as I said, but we cover the Chicagoland area, northwest.
All right, and you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have Ray Kaplan coming up after the break. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ready? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have a student loan consolidation expert and planning expert on our show by the name of Ray Kaplan, who I call a student loan assassin. She will take your liver out, fry it up, and feed it back to you, and you wouldn't even know you're missing a liver. That's what she does to student loan companies out there. She is amazing. I've seen her work firsthand. I know how many listeners her and her company and her team has helped, and she's calling in because she wants to promote planning for your kids' college, because a lot of our listeners, it's ready, fire, aim, and they don't plan, and they set themselves up for failure on the backside when their child graduates college. So I want to welcome Ray Kaplan to the show. How are you, Ray Kaplan?
Hello, I'm great. Nice. Thank you so much for having me.
I heard you had a migraine yesterday. Stephen A. Leahy made me fill in for you on his podcast, so I hope you're feeling better today than you were yesterday. And
yes, I've never had one before, and I hope I never have one again.
Oh, they're horrible. So I'm glad you're feeling better. Can you talk about why our listeners should be doing a better job when they know that their child is going to go to college. I mean, it's no secret that some kids go to college, some kids go into the trade, and there's nothing wrong with either path. But kids that are going to college, and you know if your child is going to college, don't plan and put themselves behind the eight ball when they could be setting up the financing in a different way so they can succeed with consolidation after their student graduates college. Can you dive a little deeper into that?
Yeah, sure. So that's exactly what happens. I think there's so much focus on just getting the kid into college and then kind of scrambling once they're accepted. Once they get the acceptance letters, then everybody starts to look at, okay, what is this actually going to cost and for how long and how are we going to do this? And most people don't have, hundreds of thousands of dollars saved just, to put their kids through college. So what we do is we basically put together a roadmap and a strategy so that we can show you how to use federal funding so that you can finance your kids' education and not have to make any payments while the kids are in school. So the payments don't come due until after the kids have left school or graduated. And then the payments are very reasonable. And oftentimes, let's say you have $100,000 in federal student loans to put your kids through college. Well, oftentimes, just because you have $100,000 in federal student loans, it does not mean that you will actually pay back $100,000 in student loans. So the key is knowing how the law as it relates to the student loans works and knowing how to use it wisely. And that's what we do.
This lady on the phone right now has saved our listeners over $1 million in student loan payments.
$2 million now, Dave.
I didn't mean to insult you, Ray. This lady...
Yeah, I would insult if you cut it in half.
Well, if you...
How dare you.
Ashley will edit it, so when we go live later, that's edited out. So 3, 2, 1. This lady on the phone right now has saved our listeners over $2 million in student loan payments. A friend of mine up in Lake Forest alone, over $250,000. He has three kids in college. They made the promise to his kids, if you want to go to grad school, Mom and I will finance it. Mom and Dad financed it. Ray figured out a way, working within the rules, to consolidate those down, saved him $1,400 a month. When he retires, it goes to $1,700 a month. And if he kicks off before it's paid off, it goes in the ground with him and his wife doesn't have to pay anything. So, I listen, I'm not going to be pushing my friend down the stairs. I'm just saying that if you plan, and I hope he lives a long, healthy life. He just lost 50 pounds. He looks fantastic. If you plan accordingly, you don't have to pay what these ridiculous student loans are coming out at these ridiculous usury rates, which are
it's
7.
So true, Dave, I can't tell you how many times I see clients who are overpaying, who should be paying $200, $300 a month, who are paying $700, $800 a month.
And I'll tell you where this is going to come into a bigger effect. Now with the new FHFA, Federal Housing Financing Authority rules, and the CFPB, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, the alphabet soup of the regulatory, if you're like one of the 2 million people who are still in forbearance and you're going to be doing workouts, these student loans are going to be a major impact on if you're going to qualify for a 40-year fixed loan in the twos. So all of this comes into play, Ray. It's a big pie that you're making, and you're part of the ingredients that go into it is the student loan and what you're doing to help our listeners out. Can you give us a quick update on the latest Biden administration when he was running for office and during the elections? We're going to forgive 5, 10, 50, everything. Where are we at with that?
Well, it looks like we have not made any significant movement. They're still debating, and I think the one with the most support and the one that Biden has consistently said that he supports his $10,000 off of everybody's loan. That seems to be the one with the most bipartisan support. So I think that's probably going to be the one that makes it. I don't think the one, the proposal for $50,000 in forgiveness for everybody is going to go through. I think it's going to be $10,000 per borrower, if anything. But they're still arguing, and there doesn't seem to be any movement.
Joe?
Great. To be clear, though, what you do is not loopholes. It's not subsidies. It's what the people already have come
to them. Law. It's part of the federal law.
So it's not, you're not taking anything from anybody. You're applying the laws that are available.
Because she's an attorney that actually reads the law. I know. I'm just putting a little emphasis on it, Joe. That's what a host does.
I usually compare it to basically if you've got tax deductions that you don't take, you're leaving money on the table. And it's the same principle here. It's just making sure that you're taking all the appropriate tax deductions.
Doing
it's the
it
same
right.
thing that
yep.
we do. Yeah.
Phone number, Ray, if our listeners want to reach you.
It's 312-294-8989.
One more time. Speak slower. I've been accused of talking fast. So one more time, Ray.
Oh. 312-294-8989.
We'll talk
it's
to you
like
soon,
Mega's
my friend.
Phone number.
Happy
8989.
She's awesome.
8989.
She is.
We have something in common. 8989.
She's going to change that number. 312-981-7200. She's calling her marketing person. Change that now. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got Craig from Palatine. We got Greg in Naperville. We got a ton of questions coming in on the text line, the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Just a reminder, all of the bumpers going out are a tribute to our good friend Joe Brand's mom, Debbie, who passed away this week. And her favorite musician was John Lennon. So we are doing the outgoing bumpers with John Lennon songs. And her favorite song is Let It Be, and we will end the show with a portion of Let It Be in memory of Debbie, who is Joe Brand's mom. And I did get the sign-off from Joe before we did this. Joe is like a little brother, a huge part of this family. We bust his chops every single weekend whenever we can because he's a fun. He's an up-and-coming broadcaster, and he's a family member, and we just wanted to...
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy, and we just wanted to recognize Joe and his family and his mom, and I lost my mom, and I know how tough it is, and he's back after a tough week, and we just wanted to lend Joe our support.
Yeah,
so.
just wanted to say thank you very much to you and everyone involved. She was a huge fan of this Saturday morning shift, and she was a huge fan of this show, and strangely enough, she was a huge fan of you, too. But
what's so strange about that?
Oh, you know what he's saying.
I know what he's saying. How can anybody like that guy? This show exactly. sucks. But I understand.
Just so positive, full of life, and truly, truly going to miss her. But the support that I've been getting and just all the kindness from everybody, family, friends, acquaintances, everybody has just been overwhelming. And you really see how much love and support you have when stuff like this hits the fan. So I just definitely want to express my gratitude for that.
I'll leave you with this, buddy. One of the last things my mom told me as I'm holding her hand in hospice was, remember the good times. All right, so I'm going to start crying, so I'm going to hang up on you right now because I got Craig. I'm going to start talking about lighting, or else I'm going to start bawling for the next hour and 10 minutes. But that's all I could tell you. May her, you know, memory be a blessing. That's what us Jewish people tell all of our, you know, when somebody gets lost, you know, when we lose a loved one, may your memory be a blessing, and always remember the good times, buddy, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, 312, now we just brought everybody down. 312-981-7200. No, listen.
You warmed my heart.
I know. No, in all seriousness, if you've got a mom, it sucks. There's no other way to explain the pain when you're close to your mom when you lose your mom. And I knew what Joe was going through, and I was constantly texting him all week, just checking in, letting him know I was thinking about him. If he needed anything, his family.
I love you for your kindness.
Right, and I wanted to do something for his family and for Joe, because he is like a little brother and a huge part of the show, and he's part of the family. So we always take care of family members. 312-981-7200. Craig and Palatine, you have a question about lighting. Look at this, lighting for your mom's house. So
it sounds like you're in a stadium.
I know. We're going to have Craig ask his question, and then we're going to put him on hold because we do have an echo. So, Craig, what's your question?
Yeah, thanks, David. Yes, for Mike, my 92-year-old mother next month lives on a lake in southern Illinois. I doubt that Mike goes down that far. It's about 350 miles south of Chicago. So what do you recommend? I need to replace the pathway lighting going down to the lake about 30 feet from the house. And should I call your office to get a recommendation on, you know, what I should do? I will probably end up doing this with my younger son, who's really good with electrical, and we'll do it as a team and for her. So,
well, hang tight. I've got an echo, Craig, so we're going to put you on hold. So hang tight for the answer. We're going to send you Mr. Floor cleaning product as well. You had two sets of lighting in my home, the smaller lights that you put on the ground next to the walkway going back to the pool, mm-hmm. and then you've got the pop-up ones that kind of look like a mushroom, if you will, that illuminate the planters. Yep. Would both of those work for Mike?
Yeah, you actually have bollards, which are a little bit taller than path lights, and then we have regular path lights. So yes, path lights would be the way to go, unless you have sometimes we light put a light in a tree shining down to light a bigger area to light a pathway. We do that a lot for going down to lakes. But yeah, you can definitely call the office. I'd definitely be happy to help you with that and get you some suggestions what to use.
312-981-7200. So we're going to get you Craig. It was Craig, not Mike. Sorry, Mike. Craig's in Palatine, so we'll connect you guys, and you guys could have conversations on how you could help.
Awesome.
God bless him. He's 92, soon to be 93-year-old awesome. Mother. 312-981-7200. Greg in Naperville. Mega Pro's Joe question. How can we help you, my friend?
Yeah, question for Mega Pro Joe. Joe, I was doing a simple update in my powder room, basically just replacing the toilet and the vanity. Mm-hmm. I've gotten three quotes, and they range anywhere from like $400 on up to almost $2,000. And I was just wondering, is there any guidance you have, like what would be a typical price you would pay for something like that?
Greg, are these people including the toilet and the vanity for you?
No. I'm supplying it, and they all know that.
So well, they're just doing the work, Joe. Tear out in the work.
It's just labor.
So you're saying remove the toilet, remove the vanity, and put it in?
Correct.
It's a day's labor. So,
well, you got day's labor and profit and travel.
No, I understand that. So $400 is a very, very good price.
Yeah.
To get somebody to tackle that thing for less than $1,500 might be tough.
Okay.
Right. What were you quoted?
It's a smaller job. Is that it?
Yeah, and please understand, you're still going to have disposal involved. You're still going to have setup, clean up, tarp up, haul away, right? So, yeah. When you say a full day's labor for a company, less than $1,500 a day is really kind of good.
Okay, wanted to get some guidance there. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Greg. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981. 72.
And your Mega Pros hoodie. Send him.
Oh, you're going to send him a hoodie.
Gudgeon.
It's your hoodie.
Because he thinks it's expensive.
What? $1,500?
Yeah.
Listen, it's $15 to $18 an hour to get people off their rear ends back into work, and you're going to pay more for everything that you do.
Oh, my guys don't get...
That's about skilled labor.
I know. Joe's still paying $8, but that's another thing. that's fine.
I don't want my guys to hear $15.
I know.
Because then they're going
to
go,
well, they don't listen to this show.
Have I been shortchanged here?
They don't even know that you're on
that
the radio
would be
Saturday.
Bad.
They still think you're sleeping. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Real quick, we got a text here from a business owner, Josh, who wants a free consultation to compare what they have with their current bank with you. Is there any cost to do for a business owner $3 million in sales to come in? It says here, $3 million in sales, been open in business for over 10 years, light industrial. Is that something that you would be interested in doing a free consultation to do a compare and contrast for what our current listener who just texted in from the 815 is getting from the current bank? Is that something that you offer?
Absolutely, 100%. No, there's no consultation cost whatsoever with business banking and consumer lending as well.
How long does something like that take?
Half an hour.
What should they bring to you if they're a business owner who's looking to make a switch so you could compare and contrast?
Typically, we'd like, we're going to discuss their business needs and go over the whole business, but love to see financials. 2 years of financials, personal and business, would be fantastic. That way I can get a good grasp of what their needs may be.
Okay.
And also, we could look at how we can help save them more money at the end of the day across the board.
Receivables, balance statement,
yep.
P&L, and 2 years tax returns?
Yep.
Okay,
yep,
that's
absolutely.
Easy. Phone 100%. Number for our listeners want to reach out?
847-967-4644.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 630 Lighting Man. If you're going to put low voltage lighting in your exterior yard, okay, now you got set up,
mm-hmm.
Do you have to put a separate low voltage line through your electrical box?
No, we do not hook up anything through the electrical box. We actually just plug our transformer into an outlet on the outside of the house.
All right, so that answer is no. Is everything that you did in my home a DIY project, a do-it-yourself project? I mean, I'd burn my house down. So, me, absolutely not.
No, it's not. We went under driveways. We went under sidewalks at your place. I mean, there's.
I can go under driveway.
Well, you could. You just crawl underneath there.
Yeah, I could.
How did you go under the driveway?
Well, we had to find. They put sleeves underneath there, but we also have a machine we could bore underneath the driveway. If
so horizontal boring.
Yep.
Just follow the chipmunks.
Yeah, follow the chipmunks. All right, we actually have
a
little
gone.
We have a little strap that we put on the bottom of a chipmunk, and they pull the wire.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. The ASPCA. You will be sending your emails to Mike Long.
No, we don't do that.
Mike's Landscape and Lighting in Wisconsin. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Ray Kaplan, JC Restoration, and Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, and for 773, Let It Be is a song that is sung by Paul McCartney. Here, listen, Spartacus, okay? I called Joe Brand. I'm like, what's your mom's favorite song? And he's like, Let It Be, okay? I didn't ask who the artist was, all right? So for the love of God, we're going to play Let It Be. Whoever the hell sings it, sings it. He's a Beatle, which I know Janelle could help you get rid of and eradicate him. So... In honor of Joe's mom, Diane, who lost her life this week, we're going to play Let It Be because that was her favorite song. I don't care who the hell sings it. So relax.
Yeah, I'm sure Paul McCartney is very proud of the 773 texter for clarifying that for everybody.
All right, there you go. Joe Brand even chiming in. Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate that. And make sure your family's listening at the end of the show because we're going to have a nice little tribute at the end. And the other lady who, well, I guess we shouldn't assume... It was a lady, Joe. Where was that? Where was that one with the
1151.
1151. Okay, 1151. Stop. 847. Stop. Just stop. I'm trying to put on eye makeup, and I'm crying too much. So there. So listen, guys, put on eye makeup too. So I don't want to make any assumptions. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Robert in your car. How are you, Robert, in your car?
I'm doing much better than I was last Saturday night. Let's put it to you that way.
Okay. Well, all right.
And I think, you know, I sent pictures, and I don't know, David, if you saw them on the...
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's you. Okay, so you had a fire.
Right. Yes. I was in a fire.
Okay, so hang on. Let me set this up.
It was a birthday present, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, hang on 1 second. We got a text message here for Pete from 773, and it was a building that looked burnt out. I called Pete over. He's like, yeah, it's one of your listeners here who called us because you had a fire last week. So what happened? Yep. Is everybody okay?
My dog made it out. You could see the pictures of the dog. I wasn't home. I was out to dinner.
Oh, my God.
I got home to the fire department. And every single window in the house broken out.
My God. Hmm. So how big's the house, Pete?
It's a two-story, full basement, three bedrooms, correct me if I'm wrong, but full house fire. I mean, uninhabitable.
So is that rebuildable?
Yeah, we're helping them out. And we're going to go in there. We're working with him, with his insurance. And, you know, it's a full gut rehab situation.
So you listen to the show, Robert. Go out for a dinner, a bite to eat. Your dog's alone in the house. You come back. Your dog's on the front lawn.
With friends for my birthday. And I'll mention the name, Robert Kogan from Kogan Construction and the Americana Apartments, who you probably know, David. And come back to the house, 8 o'clock at night. I left at 6, and this is what I came home to.
My gosh.
Scary.
Right. My insurance agent, I called them from the house. I was totally in cloud nine.
Sure. You're in shock.
And I was in shock. But my insurance agent, Dasco Insurance, and we're insured by Travelers. Dasco gave us a list of four different companies to call to clean up and take care of this situation. The... first one on the list was JC Restoration, and David said, beyond a doubt, this is the only one I really recommend for you guys to use.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We called Andrea on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon.
McCauley
was at the house.
Mm-hmm. I went out to that
one. He went out directly to the house Sunday afternoon. I met him there with my sister. We walked through the house. Pete's guys came in with the Matterport technology to completely measure everything and get the ball rolling. And that's something that, believe it or not, Traveler said they don't do. They rely on an outside party to take care of that so that they could do the restore and get it done. And, I mean, I can't say anything better about how I've been treated, the compassion, the kindness of Pete and his company.
Nice.
Well, thank you, Rob. We appreciate you.
Can you rebuild it? I mean, that for our listeners out there, that is, every single window is gone,
mm-hmm.
doors off. There's black soot on, I mean, you can see the black soot on the outside of the house. That's rebuildable, and you guys are going to rebuild it.
Yeah, this is an extreme fire, and I'm thankful no one was harmed. But yes, it's going in, checking out the electrical, removing building materials that are burned up, replacing them. It's a process.
Hey, Robert, thank God everybody's okay. The house can be rebuilt. Can't replace a dog there, buddy. So I'm glad your dog's safe, and I'm glad you called JC Restoration. I'm glad you listened to the show. There's another example of having you on speed dial. Guy goes out for a sandwich at 6 o'clock at night, comes back 8 o'clock, and the firefighters are there. On his birthday. The firefighters aren't waiting for you to come back after you have a beer and a hamburger with your friends. They're knocking the doors down, saving your pet, saving your dog, and running through the house, knocking things open.
You've got to lock our number in. You have to. 800-956-8844.
Last time I built what I lit up my birthday cake, I called the fire department ahead of time.
Just saying. Just saying.
It was pretty
proactive.
It's a lot of candles you got going there.
And the Algonquin Fire Department says, Joe again. 312-981.
Another year goes by.
Another year goes by.
Another birthday cake.
Yeah, it's Hogle's birthday. Get ready. Get the tower truck out there. He's got 7 acres. Compensate. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We have a special guest. We talked to her at the beginning of the show. She did not want to come on the air. We're going to put Isabella over there by Joe.
Come here, Isabella, over here.
Over there, Isabella. Isabella just schlepped in from Hodgkin's, which for those that don't know where Hodgkin's is, it's over by Bedford Park. So welcome to the radio. Have you ever been on the radio before?
No, I have not.
Are you nervous?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, so are we. Don't worry about it. Come close. What did you bring? Hold on, Ashley. Where you going with the food?
Well, I brought you a few samples. I brought you the traditional tiramisu, lemon.
Oh, wait a minute.
And Nutella.
Wait a minute.
And also cream puffs.
Cream puffs.
I changed my mind on tiramisu.
Say, because I've been saying tiramisu wrong.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
He's using his hands, yes, which is a good step.
Tiramisu. We got forks. Oh my God, this is awesome. Hang on. So I got the cream puffs here. The people at BMO Harris League.
That looks amazing.
Hold on. Okay. What's this?
That's the traditional tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Joe, say it. You see, you don't like tiramisu.
That's tiramisu.
Yes.
Tiramisu.
What's this?
That is Nutella. That's a new flavor.
Oh my God. I love Nutella.
What else we got in here?
Bring it here.
And lemon.
Oh, my God. Look at this. What is this?
That's a lemon tiramisu. For the person that doesn't like coffee, and I think maybe possibly why some people don't care for it. If they're not coffee lovers, then they might definitely like the lemon.
That's true.
Can you make a tiramisu with tequila?
You can make tiramisu with any
Joe?
Alcohol, any liquor, any liquor that you
want. I haven't seen Joe this happy in here. Joe's a tequila drinker. He's like, I don't want that rum
tequila
crap.
Tequila masseuse.
That's a new flavor. There you go.
So hold on. I've got...
Tequila masseuse.
Wait a minute. Am I missing anything? I got the cream puffs.
The cream puffs.
I got the traditional... No.
That's Nutella.
That's the Nutella.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got this. Traditional tiramisu.
Traditional tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
You sound wrong.
It's the way Jewish guys pronounce it. Relax. And I got the...
Lemon.
Oh, God.
Yes.
How long have you been in business?
I've been in business for over 25 years.
Wow.
Look at you. At a hot... Same location?
No, I was in a different location before. But in about 10 years in the Hodgkins location, we wanted to expand and be able to have enough space to supply our distributors as well as our restaurants and delis that we wholesale to.
So you wholesale. So there's no walk-up window?
There is no walk-up window.
Oh, that sucks for all you listeners out there.
For anyone, they can... With my phone number, they can call me and they can stop by and pick up product at any time.
My God,
or that's awesome.
They can go and to any one of my the restaurants that I cater to or the delis that I cater to.
So what restaurant would carry your product? Can you say?
In the area, immediate area, probably the Salerno on Grand Avenue.
Oh, really?
There's also Pat's Pizza on Clark.
Mm-hmm. I know that one.
They both carry the tiramisu, nice. As well as some of the other restaurants, the other Salerno restaurants in the
Thank
suburbs.
Okay. All right, so Ashley, I'm going to try this lemon.
Oh wow! Tiramisu. Trying it on the air.
Are you kidding me? She slept all the way down.
Let's get a picture of this.
This is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. This is
so good.
Well, I'm not sure if you know what tiramisu translates to. But actually, nice. It's...
Hold on. Do I have to hit the dump button here or no?
No.
I don't know. I got enough problems with the federal government. I don't need an FCC fine. Go ahead.
No, tiramisu means pick me up. That's the caffeine as well as the protein.
Oh, my God.
So ideally, it was... Really, it originated to be a breakfast food because it has the protein, it has the caffeine, so it's ideally, it's perfect for morning.
Try the Nutella if you have.
Oh my God, this Nutella, forget about it. Mike, have you eaten it yet? Josh,
I have not opened it yet. I'm opening this one.
This is fantastic. So special. This is amazing.
I got the lemon. Listen, if your sales don't like quadruple, I want a piece of your business. Hey, Josh, we got to talk about doing a DBA. I got to start representing this stuff here. Okay, so in all seriousness, how long? Whose recipe is it? A family recipe? Did you create it?
It's a family recipe. It's a little combination of another family member that brought it back from Italy, and I just pretty much through the years I perfected it.
Oh, this is
so
amazing.
Good.
You are an amazing. So you bake all this stuff in your plant.
I bake it all and I deliver it all. So right now I'm actually a pretty much one woman operation.
Wow.
You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
That's incredible.
This is Joe. You want a puff? I'm going to bite into this puff here.
This lemon is awesome. I'm not a coffee drinker, so the lemon is awesome.
Oh, that's perfect. See, that's perfect.
I'm telling you right now, it's not polite to eat on the air, but I got a puff in my mouth. I've never had a delicious puff like this.
What part of Italy is your family from?
I'm from Calabria.
Oh, me too.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you because I know a Franciacino.
Oh, we got a couple of those. It might be my uncle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shock.
Our family's from Cosenza.
That's where I'm from.
See?
That's exactly
we're basically
where I'm
relatives.
From.
We're doing a little Italian geography here. So you listen every Saturday.
I listen every Saturday.
Why?
Because you guys are a lot of fun, and also I get a lot of information. I'm a single lady.
Back up.
I own my own home.
Well, she's single with the business and own her own home. It's right in my wheelhouse. All right, let's talk.
You're married.
You're married?
You're married.
Forget about that. She doesn't listen to the show. So, do you live by the airport?
No, I live in Lamont.
That's even
where,
better.
That's where you called me.
Right?
So I went to Lamont, from Lamont to Hodgkins. And
oh, my gosh.
Made my way here.
You're amazing. What an angel.
Well, thank you. Well, you guys are worth it.
No. I will tell you, Pete.
Right. No words.
Everyone's mouth is
Pete got the Nutella.
Sorry.
Pete, we got insulin outside because I know you're a diabetic. So that's fine. Don't worry about it. So, Joe, you want to taste of my puff?
Wow.
You want a bite of my puff? Or do you like, here, I didn't bite this one. I got a puff here.
I'm making room for Isabella.
I know. I can't believe. Isabella, if somebody says that they don't like tiramisu, what type of personality traits do they have?
Well, I don't really judge. I don't judge harshly because everybody has their own preferences. But that's why we came up.
Look at David's mouth right now.
But that's why we came up with the lemon option for the people that don't care for the caffeine or the coffee. So they can have the lemon.
See, amazing.
Isabella, this is absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You ever need any lending for expanding, let me know. Or hooking up with any distributors.
Oh, my gosh.
I know a bunch.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be in touch.
Do you still visit Italy?
Actually, I'm planning a trip
in the
next few weeks.
How exciting.
Well, if you need somebody to oversee your factory while you're gone, you're not going to have anything left. I'll be like 700 pounds. But don't worry about it.
We'll do a live remote.
We'll do a live remote from Isabella's factory in Hodgson.
Well, if you ever want to come on site
and
watch us produce, you're more than welcome.
No, you think
that
kidding?
That would be cool.
We're definitely. I don't know about Joe because he doesn't eat this. You know, whatever. But.
Give him a cream puff.
Here, Joe, I got a cream puff here.
Do you make pasta and other things, too?
Well,
I
also used to own my own restaurant, I do a little of everything.
Okay.
Homemade pasta and homemade pizza.
So you're single. Let's go back to that.
I never should have said that.
No, it's okay. You and Janelle are single. You guys should run together because you got family together. So in all seriousness, you listen every Saturday?
Yes.
And what have you learned?
Well, I learned where if I need home refinancing, I can call you, which I'm actually in the process of doing right now through with Ron.
Oh, wow.
One of your guys.
Yeah, Ron Baxter.
And if I need help with pretty much anything, the seal proofing and anything else, pretty much I can get a lot of ideas through you guys. But then also you're very entertaining, so I really enjoy that.
See, Joe? They like us. Told you. Joe's like, be more serious. I'm like, come on. But we just want to thank you. The name of your company, we got to hit a break. That music means we got to go to break.
Isabella Desserts.
Isabella Desserts.
Yes.
And you cater to restaurants?
Restaurants, delis, and distributors, or to the... just the individual that needs a fast tray of tiramisu for a party for the weekend. Anybody could just feel free to...
Where do they call? Who do they call? What phone number?
They can call me at 630-742-7801.
Is that your cell phone number?
Yes, it is.
All right, I got it now.
Now that's a number I'm going to store.
So am I. All right, you're awesome. It's called Isabella Desserts at a Hodgkin's.
Yes.
And you're a single woman that lives in Lamont.
You see?
And I got your cell phone number,
same mistake.
Forget about it. Just stop texting me pictures of things, all right? All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Well, I'm sorry, you wanted to end something?
Oh, I just wanted to thank you for having me on.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Thank you for feeding
us. We called
her
at 9:56. We're like, get in the car. She's like, all right. And here you are. So thank you for coming down.
Amazing.
Happy 4th. We're going to take a quick break and listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. How awesome was that?
This is the best show ever.
Which means all the other shows just absolutely blow.
This is the only one she was on lately.
I know. That's
is that because I'm here? Is that why it's the best show ever?
Because her medication kicked in. That's why she remembers. So here, how small world is that?
Yeah.
How small world is that? You probably
are
related somewhere.
I know. Her family's from the same part of Italy that mine's from.
How do you pronounce her last? Isabella Marrone? Marrone?
Marrone.
Marrone.
You got that R roll. That's right. Good.
Okay. So Josh, you're going to hook her up with your friends in the distributorship?
Absolutely. 100%.
She is a one-woman show, and God bless her, she's going to start making tiramisu with tequila, Joe, so you can enjoy it.
You're not good with accents.
I'm good, very good with accents.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Mm. You got to get the fingers going.
This is why my last name has a button.
A button.
Yeah. Oh. Hit it.
Okay there. Okay, Miss.
Where is it?
I'm looking for it. Back off.
Yachino.
It's here someplace. Close. I got to find it.
You say?
Yachino.
Yachino. Yeah, I don't know where the heck happened to it. Somebody dropped it and lost it. But we do have this.
A soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
That's Joe Brand.
What in the world?
That's Joe Brand.
Isn't that wild that he would do that after
hours?
One
of Joe Brand's greatest moments on the show. 847, Joe. Great show. I still think they're listening to Lou's show, to be honest with you. Can you recommend a garage repair company that does different repair garage-related jobs, not only door opener? I live in Elgin. Thanks. The Garage Door Group.
I would still recommend the Garage Door Group.
Yeah, we're looking up the phone number. Did you guys get the number, Haley, look up?
I do have his number.
Okay, what's his number? Okay, we're going to get
this. No, this is self.
Yeah, we won't do that. The name of the company is the Garage Door Group. We will look up the phone number and get it to you out in Elgin so you can take a gander at the website. But his name is Will Santiago. He does a great job. He's a good guy, and we strongly recommend him. Joe 630, hi, I'm looking for recommendations for painting aluminum siding. Who do you recommend?
Aluminum siding, MegaPros has a pro painter that definitely can paint it. I would still contact
J.C.
Benjamin Moore guy, yeah, right?
Yeah, I would call this number, 630-868-7332.
Again, that's for the type of paint and the preparation, right? But you still need a painter? We've got one.
You got a painter. His name is Tony DeStefano, J.C. Licht. It's JCLICHT.com, JCLICHT.com. They're the official painting company of the show, so hopefully we help.
Paint supplier, though.
Paint supplier.
Be specific,
paint
David.
Supplier of the show. Right. Joe will help you paint your aluminum siding. Is that a big job, painting aluminum siding?
The prep is very important. The prep and the type of the paint. That's why I refer the experts.
Well, how do you prep aluminum siding?
I'm not a painter. That's why I have a pro.
All right. 630. Ready, Mike?
Yes.
Please consider putting your outdoor lighting on timers. Otherwise, you are contributing to the light pollution, and that is destroying our very important good insect population. Now, I said I have lights. I didn't say they're on 24 hours a day. Are my lights on a timer?
They are. They're on an astronomical timer.
Okay.
Astronomically expensive?
Astronomically accurate.
Okay.
I would like to know what insect populations this person is trying to...
No, you don't. Just move on.
She said the good insect population.
Oh.
Which is...
Very important good insect population. So here, bug lady.
Which is cicadas. Yes.
What's a good insect pop? What's a good insect that...
I think you should be asking Joe, because, you know, he'll tell you all about his butterflies.
No,
so butterflies are important.
I would say that most people would consider butterflies a good insect. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, so
and
would
bees, too. Darn
it.
But then again,
darn it,
like,
anyway.
That's just not...
Yeah, we don't want to be prejudiced on this show against different species.
I didn't know that butterflies were...
A species?
No, we're an insect. I thought they
absolutely.
Were.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. Seriously, Dave. What did you think they were?
I never thought of it.
Oh, you thought they were a bird.
I thought they were a bird. A mini bird.
Wow.
Wait a second. You actually thought a butterfly.
I never really thought about it. Okay, I never really thought. Until I read that 54 and a half years on this planet, I never even thought about what a butterfly was.
Butterflies are an insect.
Okay, now I know. God, I'm so much smarter for listening to the show. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro call text. I think I'm getting the tiramisu high going here. That's what I think. 630, does your lighting guy go to Naperville?
Say no.
I could be talked into that. It depends on the job.
Yeah, but all right. So, but don't let people down.
Yeah, I know. That's it. It spreads you thin. But if not, I do have a recommendation for.
Perfect.
Them out there.
That's actually what we do.
312, does Mike's Landscape Company come to LaGrange, which is a southwestern suburb?
Yeah, I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, see.
Okay.
Well, he just told you. Definite
maybe.
It's way beyond the cheddar curtain.
312-981-7200.
Indiana.
585. Hello, WGN. I purchased my first home in the city of Chicago about a year ago. It's a little bit of a fixer-upper. My question is, what are some ways that I could finance something like a kitchen remodel. So something like that. Josh, you could do a home equity line of credit if there's equity there.
Absolutely. Home equity line of credit or a home equity loan.
Or a home equity loan. Joe, do you offer financing options on something like that or no?
We would refer to a bank.
Okay.
And you.
And me. Or we could take a look at doing a cash out refinance. Or there's some type of renovation loans out there that mm-hmm. are available for homeowners that want to do renovations, smaller construction loans. We already talked about that. Janelle, 815, I live on the water in McHenry. How effective is Rose Pest Solution mosquito spray abatement program on waterfront residences? We've tried many mosquito abatement companies without much risk, without much luck. Sorry, wrong word. Without much, go back to the tiramisu sugar shock I got here.
You've been picked up.
So we've tried many mosquito abatement companies without much luck.
Mm. And that's always going to be a sore subject, obviously. But there are things, we were talking about this on one of the breaks, there are larvicide dunks that we can put in bodies of water, kind of like on the beach, or if there's a sand, you know, coming out of the water or something like that, we can put dunks on there that will control, it does something to the water to where it prevents them from breeding in the water, and it will prevent the larva from forming. So there are things that we can do, but that would be one thing that we would walk the property and discuss with the homeowner before we even do anything.
All right. So I want to ask Pete a quick question, so hang on. The listener that called in that texted a picture of his burnt-out home that went to dinner on his birthday, came back, his dog's in the front porch with the right. firefighter. What is that job in terms of an investment out of the listener's pocket, or does most of that cover is covered by insurance? Can you think about that and talk about it after the break?
Sure.
Because a lot of... Listen... This guy's having a great birthday. He's meeting up with a couple of buddies for dinner. Comes back. His house is all burnt out. It's not a good birthday. Well, it started out good until his house burnt down. Thank God his dog's okay. But this is why you need to have JC Restoration on speed dial.
Correct.
And this is what we're going to talk about. We also have George from Portage Park calling in. We're going to get to his question. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Let's pick it up with Pete. So we were talking about guys having a birthday, great day. 6 o'clock, goes out for dinner with his buddies. Come back, his home's all burnt out.
Yeah.
What is our listener looking out of pocket for something?
So
like
in
that?
This instance, you have to know your coverage. Make sure you have coverage. I know we've met folks that they inherit a property and don't insure it.
Jeez.
You're totally out of pocket. In this instance, his deductible. I think it's like $1,000. That's your out of pocket. You have good insurance. You save receipts. Now you don't have a kitchen. You have to go out for meals. Save all your receipts. That's part of your claim. But again, have our number 800-956-8844. Again, with this family, he knows the radio. He's a listener. His agent recommended us. It's like all the stars aligned for him, and we're happy to help him.
He gave me a call to verify if you're that good. I'm like, that in my home, I didn't have a fire, but I had a mushroom garden growing on in my utility closet. Yeah. Call them and don't look back.
Yep.
Phone number again?
So mold, water damage, fire damage, give us a call, 800-956-8844.
Janelle, if you like to eat from 630, so this person obviously knows I like to eat. I got the 38-40s inch pants to prove it. If you like to eat, you better be concerned about the bees, and you've got something going on.
That's right. One out of every three bites of food, it comes from a pollinated plant by a honeybee. So it's still a very important topic. And even though we are a pest control company, we have so many initiatives throughout the year to raise pollinator health awareness. And in fact, the exciting news that I have is we just became official STEM partners with the Girl Scouts. I'm so pumped about this because I myself was a Girl Scout as a kid, but we're going to be helping Girl Scouts achieve their pollinator badges, nature, bugs, gardening, and it's just a good community project to do and get involved with. So that's the difference between Rose Pest Solutions and a lot of other companies is we care about the communities we work in and we serve. So
Joe, you still got a chance to get your pollinator patch.
I'm just wondering if you knew bee was an insect.
I knew a bee was an insect.
That's good.
Do you have any problem with any other things flying around?
I didn't know that a butterfly was an insect until about 4 minutes ago.
What else would it be?
What the hell do I know?
A bat?
He said a bird. Like that's.
Oh, he thinks it's a bird.
Yeah,
bird.
I thought that
I just agreed with that smart aleck comment, which I thought was hysterical and laughed. I'm laughing inside still. But there's still time, Mr. Thimble, to gain your pollinator bee badge from the Girl Scouts. It's not too late, even though you're like in your upper 50s.
Why don't you get one?
I already have one. 312-981-7200.
They wouldn't have let you pass. They wouldn't give you a badge if you didn't know a butterfly was an insect.
I got a whole sash full of things. Don't worry about it.
Anyways, to reach Rose Pest Solutions, you can contact 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
George out in Portage Park, got a question for Joe.
Yeah, actually, I was had a question for your guest. I'm a new homeowner and been here for coming up on a year. And, you know, I need a new kitchen, I need new windows. And I was wondering, what are some of the options out there to finance some of those projects?
How much do you owe on your house?
Most of it.
Yeah, right. Said new homeowner.
So you didn't put much money down when you bought the house?
No. We put down basically the minimum.
Well, here, there's FHA 203K loans, renovation loans, and there's also construction loans that we could look into for you that we have access to that type of money. Are you a veteran?
No.
Okay, well, then there's traditional Fannie Freddie financing, and there's FHA financing. So hang tight. We'll give you a call.
Hey, George. Air. George, on. One question.
Hold on. George, go ahead.
George,
sorry.
Is it really urgent that you do all this work right away?
Yeah, I mean, I think sooner would rather be, you know, is better than later.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, these couple projects.
All right.
But then it would be financing with your home.
You got to get a construction loan, George. Hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Over to Josh. Josh, this baker is listening as she's schlepping back to Lamont or to her shop in Portage Park. Isabella, how do you pronounce it?
Marone.
You have contacts, and this is good. Why a good business banker makes a very big difference in this young lady's career here and expanding her. She's a one lady wrecking ball here, making all of this stuff, living in a home that's paid free and clear, right? Yep. Single lady looking to expand her business. You've got relationships with food distributors that you could plug and play, because we all know how delicious. I've gained 6 pounds just eating 4 pounds of tiramisu.
Fantastic.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Exactly. But that's the power of a business banker that has the connections that you
exactly.
have.
That's what I specialize in. It's really putting our clients together with other clients and helping grow the business. At the end of the day, I always look at myself at like Angie's List, per se. My clients reach out to me on anything they need, and I work with every client that you can possibly think of that does everything, and I'm a fantastic resource putting them together.
Opening doors.
Absolutely. And we can help with manufacturers building. You know, they're going to need, if I put them in touch with her and all of a sudden she gets huge orders, how's she going to finance that?
Phone
help with the lines of credit. 847-967-4644 or joshua.herman@bmoharrisbank.com.
Mike, I connected you with my girlfriend who's driving with her husband that forced her to listen to the show, and you have an appointment with her set up for next week because I sent her pictures of my home. She's like, this is my guy. And you're going to go out there. It's that simple.
Absolutely. We'll take care of it.
And if our listeners want to reach you, buddy, how do they reach you?
Mike's Landscape Lighting, 262-358-9100, mikeslandscapelighting.com.
And Mega Pros Joe, Mega Pros Home Improvement. She's going to make a special tiramisu out of...
tequila masu.
Tequila masu.
Tequila masu.
If our listeners want to reach you.
Megapros.com.
What are you doing this weekend, David?
I am going to do whatever my wife asked me to do, and we're going to end the show with a special tribute to Joe Brand's mother, Debbie, who lost her life this week. So for the Brand family, we love Joe. He's a member of our team. He's a member of our family. This was his mom's favorite song. I don't care who sings it. And this is what we're going to end the show with. So may Joe Brand's mom, Debbie, rest in peace, and may your memory be a blessing. Thanks for listening, everybody.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted,